IGN Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
Excuse me for the interruption, but you come and a quick reminder to say this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town round town. And it's a Friday evening, boom! The people them tired of working. Fana, fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing, boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be greater with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 liter. And it's a digital sweeter. See Lord, them just are up with the echo chamber. Watch your man. Play the play, I demo tear off the game. Them off is tipping with them cats with an obtain. Oh Lord, play 45, let's keep them alive. Play
the Foundation of Hard Grant is brought to you by Alive, Commonwealth Bank, Davinia Grill Foods, Marco's Pizza, Mobile Garage Technologies, and the National Insurance Board.
Bim, the people them tired of working. Fena, fena, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Bim, it make them feel like dancing. Rotcha, man.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company. It is a Friday. Bam. Y'all really got to get some little thing up for me, right? Come on. Where is DJ Khaled when you need him? Give me the little air horn. Guys, it's a beautiful Friday. So happy to be in your company today. It is a great day. Make sure you pick up your papers today. Guardian, the National Guard, you can be able to pick it up on this beautiful day, Friday, March 17th, 2023. If you're celebrating a birthday today, I want to be more specific. I looked at my Facebook page and I saw that my good friend Jose is celebrating a birthday. Jose, I know him from the Malia Hotel, initially the Sheraton Hotel. So I say to you, Jose, happy birthday, my brother. He's my neighbor right in the area where I live. And I pray that you live to see many, many, many more. I shouldn't have to go to my Facebook page to identify those persons for a happy birthday. You got my cell phone number, 8270111, 8270111. Shoot me up. Hey, hit me. Bam, bam, bam. Howard, say happy birthday to my wife. She was mad at me last night, but you know. If you say happy birthday to her, maybe I win a couple of points. Do the thing, man. Talk to me. Howard, say happy birthday to my husband. I forget to cook for him for 3 weeks. I don't know. Whatever you got to say, let's make the thing happen. Hit me up, 8270111. I can be able to say happy birthday for those persons. If you're celebrating an anniversary, you're celebrating a birthday, let's make this a community event. I don't know. I don't feel far from you. I really don't. I don't feel like this is some 18 million people that we're speaking with. This is a very small community of people. Every time I go out, you're hailing me. And listen, you should see my jog, my mind, jogging up and down, trying to figure out if I know this person, right? Because they hail me like I know. Howard, what's happening, man? Jesus, boy, I can't see you. I can't see you. Do I know this person? That's all my mind's saying. Where do we know this person from? And then we eventually get to, oh, you ain't know me. Sir, you got me tripping right now. You hear me like me and your cousin, right? So hit me up. This is a very small community that we're in. And if you want to hear your happy birthday, let me do the thing for you. So generically, let's get the happy birthday song. Generically, if you're celebrating a birthday out there, you must have got to call your own name. because you didn't text it to me. You know the numbers to text, 422-4796, or hit me up, 827-0111. Happy birthday, happy anniversary. We want to be able to say happy birthday to you. Hit them with a little something so they could be able to hear it. You probably ain't nobody tell you happy birthday today. We can say it today, right now. Wait. Okay. This for y'all. This is for you. If you're celebrating your birthday in the month of March, with a shred of decency the month carries, we want to say thank you for your existence. My God, go out and treat yourself today. Go down by Willie or go by the Tiki Hut. It is an absolutely gorgeous day, ladies and gentlemen. You know it's Friday, so it's Tiki Friday. I got to be able to shout out my guys down there at the Tiki Hut. Ladies and gentlemen, my good guys, Byron, and the entire crew down there at the Tiki Hut, we thank you for your support. Thank you for those things. It's going to be happy hour for you guys once you let them know that the foundation has sent you, Howard Grant sent you over to the Tiki Hut. It's on the Western Esplanade of Nassau, right there in the shadows of the point right there on the western side. You can be able to go over there and let them know between the hours of 5 p.m. today and 7 p.m. Let them know that you're celebrating your birthday, you're celebrating an anniversary, you're celebrating the fact that today is Friday. Praise God you made it. TGI Tiki Hut Friday. It's a beautiful day. Once you go down there and check Byron out, it's so good to be able to have the kind of support that we have in the community and to be able to do those things. Thank you, my brother Byron. Guys, go down there. You get free hors d'oeuvres. Buy one, get one free. You can be able to do that with Byron today down at the Tiki Hut between the hours of 5 to 7. Tiki Hut's always doing wonderful stuff with us, and we thank the Tiki Hut so very kindly for being able to do that and be able to drop those things down. The lines are going to be wide open today. Listen, we say, Howard, have Ancient Man on your show. I'd love to have that. You know why I won't talk about it? Let me tell you why I won't talk to Ancient Man. Ancient Man has a show. The lines are wide open today, guys. 323-622-325-4316. 325-4259-422-4796. Ancient Man have a song called Mommy, I Want Water. You never heard the song? You ever heard the song? Right? Ancient Man, please give me a call. Let's set up a show, 827-0111. I did some studies on Mommy Water. Mommy Water is an ancient spirit. Man, listen, y'all know I just get deep with these things. I just get deep with the thing. Mommy Water is an ancient spirit identified off the coast of Africa, right? This thing is heavy, and it goes all the way back to books that many of us don't read, the Book of Enoch. Oh, my God, I just get heavy with the thing. Somebody text and say, Howard, bring Ancient Man on the show. That would be an interesting conversation because it's not just a name, it appears. It is ancient even in the approach. So we're going to have these conversations. And also, did you watch Nope? Did you watch Nope with, What was the director of Nope again? Kenan Appeal, right? And they actually played the Ancient Man. You remember the Ancient Man? I came down on a lightning bolt, 9 months in my mama's belly. You start to do the research on these things and you recognize, why would this be so appropriate to put here? Guys, it's crazy stuff. Let's be able to do this stuff. Boys vanished with no chase. Ooh, 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 ooh. Mommy Water took 4 boys in Acklands in the 70s. Boys vanished with no trace. This is the text that actually came true. Now, obviously, Howard ain't far off on these things. There is a specific color, bareback orange pants. I tell you, I did the whole thing. Listen, while y'all going deep in your Facebook thing, I looking for deeper information, trying to figure out where did this information come from. Let's watch this stuff, guys. We're having a good conversation. The lines are wide open today. Do we touch the speculation? Do we touch the charges? Make sure you pick up your paper. The information's in the paper yesterday and today. Today talks about, Minister does not support the RCI project. Hannah Martin still opposed the cruise development at Paradise Island. Then also you can be able to see that the new deal for Grand Bahama Airport is in there, and mom stole the word. Deputy Prime Minister said that three credible offers for Grand Bahama, Grand Lucayan being vetted, and mom stole the word. And mom and pop stores break price control rules. Most officials, this is what officials say. And then a man jailed for fictitious marriage. Fictitious marriage. A man jailed for, who goes to jail for a fictitious marriage? Hey, glory to God. Hey, end the story deep, deep. Let's talk about these. Fictitious marriage. Let's talk about these things. There's some wild stuff happening in our society. Yesterday, I had a great conversation with the chief superintendent over at the Carmichael station. Good afternoon, Chief. I hope that you're good. I hope that you're well. It was wonderful meeting you. I know that you have a wonderful track record. I'd like to be able to do some stuff with you in the future as it relates to being able to talk and bring awareness to a great deal of things that are happening in our country. I want to touch something that I've been carrying in my, you know, I've been reading and absorbing, just kind of, you know, stacking it up in my subconscious about what's happening in the country. And one of those things is that I've seen over the past, I don't know, I want to tell you 3 months, it's been happening significantly, but I think 3 to 6 months, we've seen a significant increase and coming forward with a great deal of persons who said that they were violated sexually, young girls, right? 12 years old, 10 years old. We see officers and other persons, fathers and other persons who are named as the perpetrators, identified, prosecuted, carried before the courts as perpetrators. And this is wild to me. Now, I'm looking at the story and I see the sort of the silver lining of the fact that people are coming forward, because it's not that these stories are brand new to society. They exist in the news cycle and I want to touch it. So every time I see it, I kind of store it away as a box in my subconscious, not necessarily dealing with it, right? And so I read the story, and just to kind of surmise the story, not necessarily being able to read the details, but you would have seen the story. There was a child who said over the course of, I want to say 3 months, 90 days, a person who she knew would have violated her 6 times over the course of 3 months. And she was forced or compelled or convinced to go to the authorities, and she did just that. And then the authorities did what they had to do, you know, put the man under custody, took care of it accordingly. Now, what's wild to me is that these same things would have happened over time, but at one point in our society, we would have had older women, older people in our society, sometimes a grandmother, an aunt, a mother would say, child, baby, leave that alone. Just let's not bring shame to the family. Right? Come on, you know these stories. You know these stories. Let's be straight. Let's talk straight. The line's open. You know these stories. And whilst they suppressed it years ago, years later, we would see the brokenness in these women. These are the women that some of us, we go out there and try to engage in relationships. We don't understand why this woman feels guarded with us. We don't understand why there's no transparency. We don't understand why there's no access. We don't understand why we can't get past this kind of a veil, this wall that's up because of a violation that existed in our past, because of the post-traumatic stress disorder that exists within her. And as a result of that, she finds herself in this position now where she's skeptical about men entirely. She's never had an opportunity to be able to deal with these things. So I'm glad to see young people really deal with these things and come forward and say, hey, listen, this is the wrong thing. And I've been violated, and go to the proper authorities. But I believe that our governments, and this is why I had to be able to say this and be able to acknowledge the chief superintendent over at the Carmichael station, because he and I spoke about this, you know, when I popped into the barbershop yesterday. I believe that our governments has the responsibility consciously, not just reactive in nature. Perpetually, governments have been reactive in this country. But I believe our governments have the responsibility to be able to create campaigns, softer campaigns. It doesn't have to have this kind of a vague and descriptive position of these particular things. It could be a campaign that gives you a general idea. that once you get the rhythm and an understanding in their minds, they will respond accordingly, even if they see the thing, even if they see it in their peripheral, trying to be able to form. That you create a campaign that no weapon formed against me. This kind of an idea that you put, I tell you, do it from a biblical standpoint. I'm saying to you, you have to give children this rhythm when they walk into schools. The sixth grader, the fifth grader, the fourth grader, when they walk into the schools, they have to know that this is a safe place. For me, a guidance counselor is useless if I have to come to you after I've been violated. Talk to me. The act is already done. The violation continues. It's great for you to be able to kind of, it's just reactive. A campaign should be designed strategically. That when they walk into the school, they know that this is the wrong thing. They know that. There was a campaign when I was a child with Scruff McGruff, right? Anyone who's born in the 80s know this, right? When we would watch cartoons on Saturday mornings, Scruff McGruff would come on, right? It was about crime. It was the height of crack and it's just crime in America, so forth and so on, right? And it came out of Chicago. It was Scruff McGruff the dog. And he had on a jacket similar to Inspector Gadget, right? It was a brown jacket. He came on. He had his little Dick Tracy hat on. You remember? I said Dick Tracy. Come on. Many of these young people don't know about Dick Tracy. Talk to me. Okay, then watch me. There was a song that he sang, Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. The rhythm has never, I can be 42. I have never, ever, 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 ever forgotten that. Never forgotten that. I've never forgotten that because the marketing, the rhythm exists in my mind. This is what you need to do deliberately and being able to make young women, young girls, and young boys also know that no one should violate their space. We need to create these campaigns because over the past 6 months, I've seen so many people, so many charges of people raping them and just infringing upon their privacy, upon their being. And we have to be able to do something about that as a society. I think it needs to be more encouraging. When I first got my daughter, very protectively, my wife, not because of anything that happened internally, but because of everything that's happening externally and getting to know a new man, right? Excited about him, but still skeptical about the ideas of what you hear about a man. So she would say to me, no, baby, I could clean the baby. I could change the baby daughter. I could change my daughter, Pampas, and this. And I said, listen, baby, you need to calm down, okay? I don't know if you think you're dealing with some kind of pervert here, but this is my baby. I could do this, right? Yeah, I take on a role. But she still watches over the years, right? She would still watch over the years as I bathe her, as I clean her, as I do these particular things. And that's what mothers need to do. I can't take that from her. That's what mothers need to do. You need to check your daughters. You need to talk to your daughters. You need to ask them, are you okay? You need to bathe them. You need to find out from them, hey, has this happened? And have this kind of an open relationship with them as you move forward. These are some things that we need to do as a society on our level. There cannot be an expectation that the government does something about these things that's happening in your house. These children coming outside broken. And then you want us to marry them. You want us to engage with them. You want us to, you've given us broken goods. And there could be no expectation that the next generation won't be the exact same way. Let's deal with those things, guys. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Let's get a text, caller on the line. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Are you with us? No, guys, please give me a call. I got a bunch of texts that came through. I thank you so much for your texts, guys. Let me see if I can do this. So it says, yesterday I found out that there are only 1% difference between humans and monkeys. Yet you can teach a monkey math, science, and not to throw their poop. Today, the world makes so much more sense. Okay. Thanks for your text. I appreciate it, right? No, Howard, that reference to Nope was Exuma Man, the Obem Man, Ancient Man. Yes, I know, right? It says Obem Man was a song. Obem, yeah, Obem. I come from Exuma, Obem. That's Tony McKay, Obem Man. This is Howard. Yeah, you're okay. I get it, okay? The movie Nope was the Exuma Man, Obem Man. Easy mistake to make, though. No. I know it was... The reference that I drew, right, was the element that was used in both music. The Ancient Man spoke specifically to Mami Water. And the Obem Man spoke about the origin in the song, about the origin and the makeup through the Obem. And I thought it was unique, but there's also ancient text and elements that indicate the exact same thing. So these men are not just saying these things, they study these things. And that's what my point was, right? So this is Howard. Says, I'm glad that you're shedding light on the sexual abuse perpetrated by men. Oh, excuse me. Let's be very clear. Be very clear. Men get rape also. And I don't mean anything light by that. There are young men that I would have gone to school with years later would say to me that this one raped me. And women rape young girls also. There are women that I know now that are still carry this brokenness from their childhood. And these are people that were very close to us in our family. We didn't know. How we could know you're getting raped? You never say nothing but these things. Who live in the community would come out and hang with us. And years later, you say, well, this one, you see that one there? They raped me. You see that one who passed away? They raped me. And that's one of the things in this country. You wait until people die to say what these people do. Tell them now. Tell them now. What you waiting for them to die for? Tell me now. Don't tell me when the people die. I can't help you. What we can do, beat the dead body? The people dead. We can't do nothing about that. Tell me now so we could prosecute these people in the land of the living. And they got another price to pay when they transition into the other space. But they got to deal with what they deal with when they dealt with you here. Tell me now. And we have to let our children know this thing. It said, but let's continue this concern and shed more light on the physical abuse women perpetrate on these young people too. Okay, which affect the mental state. Let's talk about the many beatings and neglect that happen at the hands of those women. Abuse is abuse. Let's protect the kids. I agree with you 100%. This is a great show, Howard. How are you? I'm great, man. All is well. It says, this administration broke the law between the Procurement Act of 2021 before repealing it. This is the only administration that wantingly breaks the law because they intend to change it in the future. Can citizens break the law and then ask the government to change it? Retroactively legalizing their crime act? Jokey leaders. Hashtag jokey leaders. There's some stuff here. This brilliant connection. Yeah. Let's see if we can take a telephone call. Calling you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Lesson, good morning. So therefore, it says it takes a village to raise a child. So therefore, by you watching over your wife and your wife watching over you, and that's a great thing because you're not supposed to be offended if someone says, oh, you're watching the... Doing such and such, we must be each other's keeper. When I first met my husband with a 2-year-old, he said, this is my 2-year-old, you all must respect each other. If I try to pinch him, he's always pinching. So therefore, you don't have to tell each other, you respect each other. If you bickering and growling, me and my 2-year-old at that time, my husband said, look here, you all get along. Each other keeper, watch over each other. Good job, sir.
Thank you, I do appreciate your telephone call. It ain't been easy now. I wish I could have a conversation with my wife on air, right? She joked the other day. She said, who you having for your guest? I said, I don't think I have a guest. This is maybe a couple weeks ago. She said, who you having a guest? I said, I don't think I have a guest. I'm going to have the show. The line's going to be open. She said, well, why don't you invite me? So I said, I don't want to talk to you, right? He said, I don't want to talk to you. What'd you make you feel like I want to talk to you? I got to talk to you here and there. My God, I can't get rid of you. Right? So she said, no. I said, would you do it for true? She said, no, I can't do that. I've got through all kind of requests from her authorities and the heads of her particular division before she can come on. I said, well, I knew that. You can't come on and talk to me about it. But the dynamics that we have in our relationship, I can give you some insight. A lot of it has just been observational from our parents. We knew, for the most part, what we wanted. Me, Howard, I knew that I wanted a wife. I knew that. I saw my daddy with a wife. I saw my uncles with, all my uncles had wives. My grandfather, he has, there's no single man I know around me. My father on the other side, his brothers, everyone have wives. So it was natural. As a boy, you need to have a wife. It's just what it is. When my little cousins come over from the other side, they come over to hang over this weekend when we were young, maybe 8. The first thing they want to do is play house. It's wild. Who can be the mommy? Who can be the daddy? They had to kind of set this up. This is the parameters of the situation before we came. We understood very clearly that this had to be a wife. But there was never a point, and I blame this kind of the welfare state, the economic state of the country, on the fact that parents at this time, who has relentlessly been pursuing an opportunity financially to be able to get to another stage, to do better, to find themselves moving up the ladder to the middle class, they have neglected a great deal of that nurturing and developing into the children. We in the 80s, Grammy raised us. Now watch me, Grammy was to work also. But Grammy, in her particular position, had more time with the kids. My parents would work in Freeport. I lived in 8 Mile Rock. And my grandmother, she was the switchboard operator, a switchboard supervisor for Batelco. Good afternoon to my cousin, Leon Wallace. Not Leon Wallace. All right? My good cousin, Leon Williams, who was the head over these particular things, sent me some information today, said that we're celebrating 50 years since we first got our cables from Miami into 8 Mile Rock. He sent me the information. My grandmother was the switchboard operator responsible for that. Now watch me. Whenever I needed something, I went to Grammy. My mommy was in Freeport. She worked at Borco. She worked at Borco and Syntex at the time. I think it was Syntex. She worked at Syntex, and my father's always been at Freeport News. So they didn't have, in the pursuit of being able to do what they had to do for the family and to get this money, there was a void there. Families do, for the most part, I've only seen my mother and father together, but never been able to be told, hey, as a husband, this is what you got to do. This is what you should expect from your wife, boom, 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 so forth and so on. So a lot of this is observational. And the only thing that I've done, my wife and I, is try to be able to be more transparent in our relationships with our kids. I think kids need to understand that this thing ain't going to be easy. I don't know why people just paint this picture that life is going to be easy. They paint this kind of an idea that, oh, well, you do that. I don't know what kind of Caucasian vision you watch it, this kind of Pleasantville idea of what life just is bananas. Like, there is no cul-de-sac living for us, unfortunately. And I don't say that with this kind of disdain or this vitriol or anger. I've come to a very clear understanding that just being us is tribulation. Now, how do we get through that? We have to be able to strengthen the unit of the family. So even in the midst of row, I do that out in the open. And if I got to be able to apologize after the row, I got to do that in open also. Because life doesn't give you all the sugar all the time. You have the lemon sometime. We got to make something happen. Guys, please give me a call. 323-6232, 325-431-6, 325-4259, 422-4796. I'm celebrating 20 years, man. This year is 20 years. I'm thinking about being able to do, I'm really thinking about being able to renew my vows. Buy a new ring, the whole thing, and be able to do something very nice with my wife. It's 20 years she's been with me. She's endured. She's endured over the past 20 years. So I'm grateful that she's still with me. And I want to be able to do the renewal. There's 2 decades. Let's talk about these things, man. Let's talk about family. Let's talk about these things. Let's talk about, and I believe that more conversations like this would make us to understand, you know, where we are as a nation. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
It made them feel like dancing. Ain't no
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Devania's Grilled Food and Products are now open in the Kenneth Plaza, Prince Charles Drive. Come, you must try the jerk chicken, jerk pork, and all their amazing grilled food. Grilled daily to perfection using all their amazing sauces made right here in the Bahamas. Devania's, grilling good food for life. Call or WhatsApp Devania's today at 817-4468.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for me to interruption. Boy, come. And the quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people have tired of working. Fana, fana. Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It made them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company on this beautiful Friday, laid-back Friday, a day that you kind of just do reflection, and it's a casual Friday. We want to have the lines are wide open if you want to have any conversations that we want, some things that are kind of pricking away at your mind. I've had no formal shows on these things, but like I said, it's been stacked up in my subconscious to talk about. It's kind of an idea that exists as it relates to men and women being able to infringe upon the innocence of children. I honestly, God, I hate that. Oh my God, it hurts me, and I'm broken when I see these particular things, because in due time and due season, based upon a decision that they make, they can have a lot of time for debauchery later on in life. But why would you try to ruin a child? That is bananas to me. Why? And most times this thing starts right in the house. The indecency starts at home. That's how you raise up a child. That's a principle. Raise up a child in the way that they ought, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. How will they ever depart from this kind of darkness that you pour into them, that they see you do? Come on, man. They're mixing up with decent people who have aspirations to do great things. And then you never know where this kind of spirit of jealousy comes from. This kind of desire to be able and this envy come from. They see this in the house. They see this in your house. They see you dealing with dark magic and the tips of your feet. They watching you all. They watching you. And then they grow up and carry on the legacy of absolute indecency. Let's talk about these things. I won't read this here. This is a man jailed for a fictitious marriage. A Bahamian man, this is in the newspaper today, guys, in the Guardian News. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. A Bahamian man who married a second Jamaican woman without divorcing his first Jamaican bride was on Thursday sentenced to 1 year in prison. Lovato Ferguson, 36, of Pinewood Gardens, pleaded guilty to entering into a fictitious marriage and making a false declaration at his arraignment before Senior Magistrate Vaught Evans. Let's read it for them all. Ferguson married his first wife, Raquel Brown, on October 11, 2011. He married Christina Dunkley on March 10, 2022, 10 years later, without first divorcing Brown. Ferguson obtained a marriage license for the second union on February 22, 2022, but falsely claiming that he was a bachelor. I think he got the question wrong. They asked him if he had a bachelor's. I think he answered to I can't. Let's read the story, right? It says, on the day of the bigamous marriage, Ferguson also falsely declared that he was single. On March, was he single in his mind? Or does he just say that, yeah, I'm single. I don't want nothing to do with that woman anymore. Does he think that's how it works, right? This is March 13, 2003. A Registrar General, Camille Gomez Johnson, contacted police and reported that Ferguson and Dunkley came to the office seeking information about Ferguson's divorce to Brown. A check on the record showed that Ferguson was still married to his first wife. During the interview with police, Dunkley said that she and Ferguson began dating in April 2021. She had learned about his first marriage when they went to the National Insurance Board. Ferguson, who was unrepresented at the court appearance, said that he was unaware of the divorce procedures. Oh my God, you can't claim ignorance. You're going too deep. You know you got to get married. Hey, my God, that's really the thing, right? But why do people do this? This is a lot. But guys, read the rest of the story for yourselves. It's in the newspaper, right? Say Ferguson said that he was mistaken. Ferguson said that he was of the mistaken belief that signing the papers ended his marriage. That is bananas. That is crazy, right? He said that he had not heard or seen his first wife since he signed those papers. This is a very unique story. This is Howard, the man with the fictitious marriage, sound like a common immigration scam. That's how foreigners get NIB cards and citizenship. Fraudulent marriages. That's an immigration scam. Just like the Bahamian woman marrying a Dominican man to get them straight, the legal fish in the Bahamas, right? Maybe he would have done it more frequently if that was the case. Or is there a sort of a timeline between it? Well, I was made to know that maybe Howard, you may know this man. This is a lot. Watch me. Howard, you may know this man. I think you see him frequently. This is a lot. Give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. You go ahead. Somebody texts and says, Howard, you see the people here when talk about beating them? Jesus. Are you on this beat? Today's Friday. Let's just chill out and just have a good day and have a good conversation, right? So let me see if I can read it. I see none of your callers calling to talk about beating, eh? Bahamians like abuse. Oh, my God. This is heavy stuff. I don't know if I could say that. Is this a caller? Is this a caller? We got a caller on the line? Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard Grant, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
What's happening with me? What's happening with you? I hope you get plenty of money in your pocket.
Why you keep doing that?
Off money for $10 where they might pay the man.
Why you keep doing that to me? You gonna need to call from a regular phone.
I ain't got no regular phone. I out. And you
listen,
talk
the phone
too many. You talking too many. Like they need to say, you're talking too many.
Go ahead, tell me what you got to say, because you keep browsing.
Listen, the only thing I got to tell you, I called you to tell you thank you very much for starting up my new business, man. You
I start your new business?
Yesterday, you know, I stopped getting called with them crack on gas.
You sure that ain't the police calling you to say how you could sell Castaway crack on recipe?
Well, Castaway need to show me their copyright.
You need to stop.
I still getting called up to this morning.
You are right.
I still getting called.
Listen,
calling
you need to bring me.
Thing, man. So
you need to bring
I
me.
I call you to thank you.
You can make 20% of that $20 right there. Every $20 you get, make 20% this week.
Plus what?
Plus what? That's 20%. Bring the whole thing, right? All right, my brother.
I'm calling you to tell you thanks, bud.
Do well on your business.
Yeah, bud.
Okay, my brother. I appreciate that, right? You all need to stop. You can take other people's recipe and then sell it as your own. It's too much. Let's take a next telephone call. Call you on the live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
May I have a limitation? I call you to say thanks to you too, you know.
Who this Sparky? What are you thanking me for now, Sparky?
Well, I'm thanking you too, because guess what? Everybody tell me they was having so much fun when I was talking to you, but now they start to hate you a little bit because you cut me off before I was finished talking.
Sparky, they can't hate me for cutting you off. You didn't talk for 98 minutes. Talk to me. Let's be very clear.
No, but what they say is, me and you is good, so good. Rude.
I ain't got a problem with you, Sparky.
Because they say me and you is getting them used to missing McCartney.
Mm.
Say you the... I must let you know that you done famous now. You don't have to blow yourself up no more.
My God,
you
Sparky,
done famous.
It sounds like you're talking about Sparky in the third person. I'm not going to fight you.
Yeah, you viral now. You see, people start to forget about Mr. McCarthy now. They was mad at Mr. McCarthy.
Once it ain't a VD, I'm good with it, sir. Once it ain't got a
But they say you're well-spoken and everything like that. But what I wanted to find out this morning, Mr. Nuri cut me too. What do you like to cut about Sparky? I got more scorch than a cow.
Go ahead, Sparky. Let me hear what you got to say.
Look here. What I was trying to tell Mr. Dory just is that it wasn't whether I'm a PLP or an FNF.
Hold on. I don't have the proper context of the conversation. What you was talking about?
The context of the conversation, what I was trying to tell him is what I have a problem with the Bahamian, and I can say it like this, the Bahamian black brothers that go in the House of Assembly to lead the majority black people in this country, Bahamians. Every 5 years, they come to us with the promises, especially the lawyers. They come to us with these promises that they're going to represent us. Mm-hmm. And every time when they get in the seat of power, mm-hmm. whether they be PLPs or FNM, and I am a PLP,
mm-hmm.
they switch it on us, and when they see the streets of gold and milk and honey, and they see money inside, what causes don't fight,
mm-hmm.
they switch back on us, mm-hmm. and they leave us moving from the have-had, those that have,
mm-hmm.
to those that have not.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts not the PLPs or the FNM. It hurts the Bahamian people, especially the black people who have been trying to move up from I was born.
Mm-hmm.
We keep moving backwards, and I want to know how we could celebrate 50 years moving forward when we've been doing 50 years of moving and reverse back.
Mm-hmm.
You get where I'm coming from, Howard?
I hear what you're saying. I like this. You know
we
why?
Keep moving backwards in reverse. We only could go in reverse. We can't reverse back.
Sparky, let me say this.
We could go forward, but we could reverse back.
I will say this to
you. And we need to go forward now. Every foreigner come in my country, whether they be Jamaican, whether they be Haitian, Cuban, whatever they are, especially American, Canadian, and French, and Englishmen, everybody moves ahead of the Bahamian people. And we cannot get land. We cannot build. We cannot own. We cannot grow, not in our own country, but we can invest and import everything from everybody else's country, and they still come and live better than us Bahamians. And that's why they like Sparky, because I said it like it is.
Yeah, but you need to call a specific number that you have and tell it like it is there. And you say the Prime Minister is your good friend? Talk to me, Sparky.
Man, he could tell you. I is telling
him. He ain't gonna tell me. I need you to tell me.
I tell you. I have told him. And I know what the problem is. The problem is
Sparky, don't change it. Let me
hire the chief of men, the many of the same, but the chief of all. Is the guys around you, they're gathered like bees around you.
Sparky, you soften your tone. I need to hear the aggression. Let me hear the anger. Let me hear the passion.
You got
to
doggone tone down these rookie MPs who just gone in the house.
Sparky.
What louse it up, man. They lousing it up. Have a good day.
You're a good, decent man. I see that you cut yourself off this time. Because I asked him the question. Like Grammy said, put the question to him. Let's notice. You know, sometimes things happen divinely. This is what I believe. Those of us who have this kind of agitation and voice, we find ourselves going through tribulations because many of us can articulate with passion our position. And what we're going through sometimes ain't just for us. It's for us to be able to put onto a platform so we could see resolution, we could see transformation, we could see invigoration, and we could see rejuvenation in those particular areas. That burden many of us carry ain't for us all the time. And so when things like this happen, Sparky, I agitate with you, I advocate, and I can give you the space to talk about it because you have the air, the proverbial air, of many of those persons in cabinet. Guys, we're going to have to take a commercial break. We're 2 minutes out from 1 o'clock. I see the lines are lit right up. Please give me a call back. I see the texts are actually blown up. This is good day, Howard. I think social services. We're going to be able to read these things when we get back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Go to news and be right back on this Friday right here at the Foundation. 96.9 FM Radio. Guardian Radio, guys. We laid back today having a good conversation. I will see you when we get back after this.
At Marco's Pizza, you don't have to feel guilty about enjoying our pizza. Now offering a gluten-friendly cauliflower crust. It's a perfect excuse to eat your veggies with Marco's tasty gluten-friendly cauliflower crust. Made with real cauliflower. Real gluten-friendly. Try our new cauliflower crust on any small pizza. You can only find our signature gluten-friendly cauliflower crust at Marco's Pizza Bahamas. Order now at marcospizzabahamas.com.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for me to interruption. Will you come?
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for me to interruption. Will you come? And a quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, I'm please come over the lawn. You're going to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening, boom! The people, they've tired of working. Bada, bada, Lord, they made the disco play.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company with the Foundation on this beautiful Friday. It's a beautiful day, it really is. It's a good day to be able to kind of hang out and do some things, go down to the Tiki Hut, go to Devanya's Grill Food out there on Prince Charles. You can be able to do a great deal of things, great number of things, and really be able to enjoy yourself on this weekend. I'm going to be doing just that, right? Just got a haircut, so you know what that means, right? Absolutely nothing. I'm going home. That's it, right? That's it. It means absolutely nothing. It's a beautiful day, though. I just want you to be able to go. I may be able to sneak out, right? I don't know. My wife, where are you going? Where are you going, sir? Where you? I don't know. I may go, right? I only could try to tell her, listen, baby, I'm going out with my baba, right? Me and my baba hang out. That's it. That's it. She trusts him because he ain't getting over, right? So that's it. And we just be able to hang out. So I can see if I can get out this weekend. He invited me one or two places, so we can see if we can do that this weekend. It's a great weekend to be able to do that. I want to get into these conversations, guys. The lines are wide open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. I want to read something before we get into it. Now, we talked about some stuff. You notice I ain't really hitting Lanisha's stuff because I don't want to get too deep into that because the court case is open. And, you know, people mad sensitive at this point, just sitting down with their yellow notepad in the front of the radio with the pen. Just, oh, that's what he said. Let's write it down. Right? It's a lot. So I want to talk about stuff that, you know, we can be able to hit on. But this idea, every time I see Lanisha at this particular point, I only remember one of the last things or the last pronouncements she would have made that starts to talk about her integrity, right? And how she is content in this sort of position. I thought it was kind of wild, right? Like, you don't take on your own position. So I'm assured and reassured, and here we are, which is a WILD thing. This is bananas. This is loco, right? And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, but you assured us, you know, your last go around that you were transparent, you did everything by the book. And so it only makes me wonder that you weren't the only pronouncement that was made about transparency and being above board. If we do a little digging, can this be applied to other members of the cabinet, of the former cabinet, or other members of the former administration and what they would have done? And the only thing, I keep going back and back, because I remember when our former prime minister stood up on Capitol Hill and all of us, right? How do I get in the States? All of us on Government Hill, and we clapped for him when he said, if my ministers find themselves in issues, you're on your own. It seems like you had issues round and round you, sir. This is crazy. Now let's get to fast forward to today. Lenisana Martin, in her particular perspective, we have to be able to do a lot of, let's just put a proper frame to this. Lenis Hannah Martin comes from a rich legacy. A.D. Hannah has always been outspoken. He's always been at the cusp of social reform and being able to speak with passion to what needs to happen. His attachment to his organization, and as one of the founding fathers, has really placed us in a position as we look at him and this kind of passion that he brought to the forefront, this insight, this wisdom that he brought to the front to the forefront. We always had this sort of an expectation that his offsprings should do that. They do the same thing for Oliver Turnquest. They do the same thing for Milo Butler. They do the same thing for Lyndon Pinden. There's an expectation that if this exists in these people's DNA, I wonder what their offsprings would be. Because greater works than these you should also do. Talk to me. That's a principle. So you're looking at it. So we always knew when we saw Glennis come with that spark, right? Just like a spark plug, she started to shoot these sparks. We knew that she had something to offer. And there came ramblings in small pockets first, and then it grew and grew and grew until it spilled out into the council of the Progressive Liberal Party about this idea of her becoming prime mistress. Do we say ministress or minister? This idea that existed that said to her, push at the convention and get the support, get this, and you know, she keep getting swat down. She's always had her conviction in her position. She's always been able to win her post. She's always been doing well. And in Anglistan, she's remained committed and steadfast. Her voice has been consistent in those particular areas. And she's showing us that today. But as I read this story, let's read the story. Make sure you pick up the papers and check the papers out. As I read this story, you have to remember that just as an observational standpoint, as a student to our local politics and understanding the cycle or the rhythm that exists in politics, I read this with this sort of the squinty eye. Do we say the jaded eyes, right? I read this as I read the tea leaves and try to see whether or not there is another implication. Go with me. Minister does not support RCI project. Hannah Martin still opposed to the cruise development at Paradise Island. Now, this is bananas to me. Let's just be decent, 100% decent. We won't be decent. This is a minister in the government of the Bahamas that sits around the table in cabinet that has a collective responsibility that speaks with one voice. If anybody know but one voice, it's the PLP. They got one voice, and like that lone woman that was screaming on the video that time, one leader! They got one voice, one leader. You remember her? Let's go. Education Minister Glenys Hannah-Martin said yesterday that her views on the Royal Caribbean International RCI $100 million beach club project on Paradise Island remain unchanged. She's against it. Let's go. It says in 2021, Hannah-Martin called the then proposed deal harebrained. Harebrained meaning ill-advised, right? And this is peculiar that she would call it harebrained. Because the advisors comes from the collective that exists in the cabinet. And so that means that she opposed this even from a cabinet perspective. Because this came out at the forefront under the former administration. And if it was harebrained then, ain't nothing changed, it's still harebrained now. I with Glenys so far. Let's go. In 2021, she called it harebrained. So my views have not changed, is what she says. And she was asked by reporters, the cruise industry does not require an island off of New Providence. What we should be doing is developing cultural and entrepreneurial opportunities for the cruise ship visitors when they disembark. They keep saying there's nothing to do. Obviously, she's talking about the cruise passengers. Well, let's give them something to do. That argument has run a long time, and it has been shaped and it has shaped policy in a different direction. We need to see how we can get that going. I also believe that Crown land should be very carefully utilized because it is a limited resource. It's owned by all of the people. And I just have a very strong views on it. She goes over to A5. Now, A5 gives you kind of a breakdown of the backstory. So the core of what she said exists at the front page, right? She says, my views have not changed. She said that the deal that was inherited by the Free National Movement administration, I did not support it then, and my views have not changed on it. Last week, the Davis administration announced that the approval of the project, which includes 4 acres of land that is the subject of environmental approvals. Minister of Tourism and Investment Aviation Chester Cooper say that the government intends to convert the Crown land contribution into the... We know the backstory of that. I won't touch the front story. There's a couple of things happening here. First, the Cabinet of the Bahamas has a collective responsibility to come out with one voice. The only time... And let's give an example. The former administration, there was a separation, a rift that existed within, you know, what was coming to the forefront by the ministers and the agreement that was made in the House, at Cabinet. We saw them take on a strong position and separated themselves from Dwayne Sands. One way or the other, he was separated from the Cabinet of the Bahamas. And then he gave a sort of a skinny in transparency. And then I asked him very clearly, go back and look back at my patio politics. He said, how would I know that people think you might, oh my God, your mouth loose now, you could talk. He said, well, when you sit in the Cabinet of Bahamas, you have collective responsibility to be able to speak with one voice. Even if you don't support that, you have to be able to back this with the enthusiasm required to be able to carry out the agenda for the government. This is what Dwayne says. And now we always knew that. And we always knew that the PLP was superb at this. But today, we see something indifferent. And if we juxtapose that to the stories that existed in the forerunning, in the run-up, man, come on, my God, you ought to give me some time to talk the thing. If we juxtapose and just look at the contrast between the stories that existed in the run-up to the leadership race within the PLP and the parties thereof who had a desire to find themselves at the helm of leadership, who in one way or some kind of way ended up a part of the Cabinet of the Bahamas, which is a wild thing to me. It was almost a certainty that you would have a difference in the Cabinet one day. You had Glenisana Martin, Alfred Sayers, Obi Wilchcombe, Fred Mitchell, in his particular capacity. All of these persons we know historically have aspirations, and many have articulated their position and aspirations to move towards leadership in the organization. With the separation of former Prime Minister Perry Christie, most of them, if not all, one way or the other, moved on those aspirations for the first time. And the victor has been our now Prime Minister, Philip Brave Davis. But in his decency and his desire to be able to keep this sort of atmosphere, environment of cohesion within the organization, he has placed them, maybe even from advice, within the cabinet of the Bahamas. I just watching, or just an observer. I ain't playing 21, I on the side. Just observing. And I'm saying, I don't know whether or not it was a good thing. Today we see our minister who understands the nature of the politics, the Westminster system, the politics that we engage and apply in our community. She is a senior woman in this thing. And she's taken on a position to not only go against the cabinet of the Bahamas, but also to go against the position of the Prime Minister of the Bahamas. That's wild to me. I have some questions for that. Is this as a result of an infighting that's happening in the organization? Or is this just her perpetuating her convictions and her position? But your convictions and position no longer exist. You're not a woman unto yourself or a man unto yourself when you become a part of the collective. You are a team. Why? Why take on this position to be able to speak like this? Strong question. Lines are open. Guys, let me see if I can take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Lord. How are you?
Thank you, man. All is well.
I've been listening to some of what you said. Especially what irks me is all the progress and the planning going into downtown, the wharf where the cruise ships come in. I don't hear a plan or a major plan for policing down there. I'm frightened to see the amount of people that are walking down there on the wharf and coming off the boats. And we know how they say the drug boys and the criminals get the guns off the boat. Mm-hmm. We need to be doing something about controlling that crowd and have the police presence out there. Mm-hmm. They should build a police station in the back there. Because mm-hmm. we're only looking at the income from it, but not the problems that it's going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where we get these politicians from. They have no vision.
You feel
they're
like
not, they're reactive. They're not proactive.
But then historically they've been reactive. But my question to you is this. You feel as though the revitalization of downtown doesn't have enough policing in it?
No, it doesn't. No.
Now, I feel like downtown is the most police quadrant of the islands of the Bahamas.
Howard, I was down there last week, Saturday, and at 4:44, I was on the back road there, and not a police in sight. And now you got the spring breakers from there go down to Long Wharf.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could ride, when you get off from there, since you think I'm joking, you ride down there and see how many police, you count the police in uniform.
Okay. They can be there now. You didn't wear them to the thing.
No, right? But still, after all this talk we got now, still go and see if they're going to do anything.
All right, they can take a little ride around the thing.
I'm not saying they don't have undercover police there now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the presence of a police in uniform mm-hmm. is a big deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
Yeah, I agree. But for tourists, that's only a photo op. Oh, my God, he's wearing a uniform. Come, let's take a picture.
Okay. But I don't understand why. And on the back of that, most of the guns come through these cruise ships. So they say.
Wow. I don't know if it's the cruise ships. It's coming through the cruise ports.
I have friends who told me about them receiving brand new guns from the cruise ship. The people who work on the cruise ship. Brand new. The
really?
Oil's still on it.
Wow. Okay.
Wrapped in the paper.
Well, you put it on the table, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. I hope they're listening.
Okay,
I'll be able to get these things done. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that. Guys, let me read a couple of these texts. It says, good afternoon. Because most of these people who violated children are themselves victims. Don't get me wrong. I'm in no way condoning actions on innocent children. So this cycle continues. This country is in need of serious help and emotional development. It says, Glenys is publicly holding her own and vehemently going against the same project approved by her government. It is a fundamental breach of cabinet ethics on collective responsibility. Brave must fire her. This is a text that's coming through. Brave must fire her and ask her to resign if she doesn't. It will not happen because there is no rule for the PLP. Oh my God, this is heavy. Many Bahamians have accepted lawlessness from the PLP, but yet crying for change. It's sad. This is a text that's coming through. The PLP has always contradicting themselves. And it's okay. Anything for political convenience. So what is the name of that crack con guy? He says his name is Johnson. Okay, I ain't gonna fight Johnson. It says Howard. Tell Sparky he talked too much, man. He needs just to make his point and hang up. It shouldn't take him more than 2 minutes. Howard, you think Glenys Hannah-Martin epitomizes backbone? I think Glenys Hannah-Martin epitomizes consistency. She has been and continues to be the Glenys Hannah-Martin that we've known her to be in the introduction of her political sort of pursuit. I think that even with time, that she had a great deal of passion at the forefront. When you go back and look at the videos, you look, go back and look at these things, she had a great deal of passion. And as she grew and we saw her hair get a little gray, we saw her articulation and insight. She gave more wisdom to these particular things, but she's never lost her fight. This is Howard Grant. Now, this is my personal view. I'm not getting into that. And especially when there is a proverbial drought for active women in politics. I'm not talking about token women. Oh, my God. Did Howard just say that? Yes. I'm not talking about token women who have been, who have genuflected to an offer by political organizations. I'm talking about fighters. I'm talking about women that can be able to take up this helm and talk about women's suffrage. I'm talking about these women who have something to offer. Significantly. Now, this ain't diminishing nobody, and I ain't calling nobody name. But you're in the same conversations that I'm in. There's only one little small island. Our country is this big, a dot. You can't even see it from afar. And so these conversations are rich and loud. Some women are perceived to be tokens. That was a lot of the conversation under the former administration with two women in the cabinet of the Bahamas. Vicky Shepaka eventually moving into that. But Lanisha holding the ranks and standing firm in that particular position for a long time. I think Glenys Hannah, if I don't use your room, epitomizes backbone, but she is sort of the staple of consistency from a political standpoint. She's remained committed to the things that she would have done over those years. And my only question is, if this leads to a separation from her in the cabinet, what would it then lead to the change of our political layout? I believe that. Because she knows that there could be a possible backlash as a result of her taking this position. She knows that. How difficult it is to say, no comment. There's no difficulty in that. No comment. I don't want to comment right now. No comment. There's no difficulty in that. But to take on a position and then dig in. Oh my God. The question is why? Take a next telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. I'm one who always see a hero in Glenys Hannah-Martin. Okay? I think what she said is to be very recommended, and she is that person who is going to always be bold in her view. Now, when you say it's easy to say no comment, what do you mean by that? Explain that. What you mean?
She knew by taking on a position to be able to speak against this project, despite her position outside of cabinet, when they were vying for the then opposition, mm-hmm. opposed the FNM's view or position by being able to go against Toby and identifying an opportunity to give to RCI. They mm-hmm. opposed that.
Mm-hmm.
They had conversations with Toby. They did all these things. We remember these things. Glennis had a very strong view. And she opposed the project entirely. All right. She mm-hmm. said it was harebrained. We could be able to see. She said it was harebrained then. Ain't nothing changed now. Okay, now watch me. She knows that if the cabinet of the Bahamas has already come over the last 2 weeks in news cycles to say that the project has gone to RCI, Toby has not won this particular thing, there's mm-hmm. still an opportunity for Toby, we can do all these things. She knows what exists in the papers, and mm-hmm. she's still digging in to say that she's gone. She does not support the RCI project. All she had to do is say, no comment at this time. That's it.
You were before her saying that?
No. I'm saying as her responsibility to collective responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Her responsibility to collective responsibility, all she had to do was say, no comment at this time. We would let Chester Cooper in his capacity as Minister of Tourism be able to deal with that. No comment at this time.
Mm-hmm. But instead, she took a bold
She
stand.
Dive in.
Huh?
Why do you think she dive in?
Because that's the hero in Glennis Hannah Martin. It's always been... And
this ain't sound like no hero move. This sounds like a martyr move.
No, we need... Well, regardless, she's taken a stand. She's been in politics for many, many years. And my thing right now, like many of those politicians, who are you serving this country for? They have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Why is it that they cannot see the wrong in what they're doing?
Because they don't see it as wrong. You know,
why
sometimes
people
is pushed through wrong with the hope and expectation that right is around the corner.
Oh, it isn't.
And so they keep pushing, getting deeper into wrong, and they hoping that all these wrongs would make it right.
I don't think so. But anyhow, Ms. Marvin, you did a great thing, and I hope many, many more will step up and be bohemian and forget the politics.
Okay, I appreciate your telephone call, and I hope you're... go support her if she decided to go independent, because it's a strong position that she's taken. And the astute politician that I know her to be, she knows this thing. My only question is why she's taken on this position. There's a text that came through. It says, I like Hannah Martin, but she may have to resign or be fired. Her PLP cabinet decided on that deal, and she was not supposed to publicly speak against it. She knows that. That is how parliamentary systems work. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, how about
you? Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. The situation with Glennis. Glennis had to say something, because there is a video I saw circulating in the last 4 days with Glennis saying she was against the project. So her saying yesterday that she make a stand, I probably she might have saw the video too. You know, people just bring you back to life of what you say. And I think if the news people play back some of the things that these people say while they're in the House of Assembly, believe me, I think it'll be a better result. But they have nothing, because the news people don't do their job anymore.
Mm.
They just push a mic in the prime minister's face and ask him a question. And if he lied to them, they wouldn't even know.
Mm.
Believe me. Mm. But Glennis dead right. That project over there, that shouldn't be, because the people downtown struggling. Believe me. Especially the ones in the straw market and that. They are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, bro.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. I hope you all support Glennis when she got to go wear black at Angliston. Huh? Don't call the radio and tell you, you did a good thing. You wasted them people at Malia. Oh, how would you stand up so good? My God, I like... Jesus! My God, Howard, I love how you stand up to the general manager and those things. You wrote that letter, you did so well. How I get fired? My God, Howard, I know you shouldn't have said nothing. You're wrong. Where was support there? You won't clap me on my back and tell me I did well. But why you don't hold my hand and let's go walk and deal with this thing accordingly? No, child, I got Howard, I got bills to pay. I got children to feed. Now the whole hotel shut down. Howard get paid. and you're still looking for your money. Stop it! You got to know when your conviction can get you to the next space. And you got to unify your strength to get to that space. Let's be very clear about these things. And shoot straight. We know what the ramifications of Glenys Hanna stepping against, going against the commitment and the position. Listen, not only has this administration committed to RCI, they came back, doubled down on the thing, saying we can hurry up, give them this thing. Huh? That means that the collective position within the cabinet of the Bahamas not only rejected Glenys while she was in cabinet, they rejected the notions externally. They rejected Toby, and they rejected the concept and ideas that they committed to for our young entrepreneurs, Bahamian entrepreneurs. They reject all of that to embrace this $100 million project. So when Glenys goes against this with the kind of ferocious approach that we've seen this administration take to push it, I just wait to see what's going to happen. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Carifta is almost here, and Alive has partnered with TCL for you to capture gold at the 2023 Carifta Games. Switch to Alive and get a free TCL 30 Plus or TCL 30 SE on select Alive postpaid plans to share pictures and videos of our Bahamian athletes as they hit the tracks to win gold. Visit your nearest Alive store or mobile van location and come gold with us at the 2023 Carifta Games.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good for
you. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for me to interruption, but you come and the quick reminder to say this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to the man number one town round town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people have tired of working.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this laid-back Friday. Tiki Friday. Make sure you go to check out Tiki Hut, which is sweet thing in the can, between 5 and 7. Let them know Howard Grant sent you, The Foundation sent you, and you can be able to get 2-for-1 in a beautiful environment, man. Byron really does a great job, and I've watched him, sat there and just watched him deal with every single person like they're brand new, like they are, you know, valued in the business. And not that you as a Bahamian and we treat you different, or you are a tourist and we treat you different. He can shake the cowbell for you, no matter. You got to tell him, no. Don't shake the cowbell, be straight, right? So go down there and check out Byron at the Tiki Hut. It's beautiful down there, great environment. We're going to do that. Now, we're talking about some stuff. I'm talking about Glenys Hanna Martin. I'm talking about her position. I read a couple of texts. I like your perspective. I liked your, you know, how you kind of intertwine this conspiracy theory. I'm going to read those texts. It says, Bahamians always jump up and down when investors and politicians offer them scraps like minimum wage jobs and shares valued at 1,000 max. If this deal goes through, examine who in or near parliament gets the contract for food supply delivery, fuel supplies, and garbage cleanup. These people eyeballing millions of dollars per year in contract. My God, they fooled us again. There's a text that's come through, right? Let's read another one. It says, it says Howard, watch the time and conversation Sparky intervene. He is truly a shock absorber. Okay, I'm not going to fight Charles Sparky. Okay, it says, In that case, we might as well just vote for only who is going to be prime minister and do away with all the other ministers. Okay, that's what you say. It says, Howard, what is more distressing is the degradation of Montague Beach and Park by all manner of vendors, drinks, restaurants, dancing, etc. This used to be a nice place for Bahamians, but now it's becoming another Arawa Key. It's sad. And is one of the last public beaches for Bahamians. There's some information that's coming through. I saw something here, and I want to be able to read it. Let me see if I can find it again. I read it, I touched it, I want to be able to read it. Start to talk about how... Okay, watch it. It says, Howard, I can't believe that you've fallen for Glennis's psych. This is damage control. From the party, in my view, she won't be fired. So what so heroic? Good cop, bad cop. This is only damage control. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that this is all strategy? Let's wait and see. Let me take a telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
What's happening? How are you doing?
All is well, man. What's happening?
All right. Seems like the PLT is quiet on this one, eh?
You think so?
Yeah, man.
What do you see this as?
This is the last party member of any true political pedigree, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Prime Minister Davis has been vacillating, kind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the past 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
He's like preoccupied in terms of getting in front of whatever parade is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that thing. That is too close. That is too close to Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is not needed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, and you know, it's gonna hurt Atlantis.
Mm.
You know?
Atlantis ain't afraid of capitalism.
No. There are only so many customers. There are only so many customers to go around, buddy.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, man.
All hey, these people, they come, they save all their money to come to the Bahamas, and we could be able to trade of 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million people a year. They got money to spend. We got to get the money in their pocket.
Hey, you got to understand, right? After a certain level of audio, quality has to drop.
Yeah, but listen, no. I disagree with you. Let me explain why. Because the government of the Bahamas is now having a conversation about being able to put significant taxes on Airbnbs. They're trying to figure out, listen, if Airbnbs could still make money, all in the back of Farrington Road, you see tourists walking out of. All in the back of Pinewood, you see tourists walking out of.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay, but you have this, they need to spread this. They need to spread this protocol.
Okay.
You know. And I think, you know, this move by Martin is going to have far more repercussions, buddy.
Okay, well, I can wait to see it, man. I appreciate your telephone call. I can wait to see that, to be able to see exactly what's what. Because this texter right here says, Howard, this is nothing but damage control. I want to be able to hear about that. Let me take a next telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead, caller, you on the line with us live. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey. Hi, Howard.
Hi, how you doing?
TGIF.
Absolutely.
Listen, I'm listening to the show, and I really don't believe anything is going to happen to Glennis Hannah Martin unless she do it on her own. Mr. Davis don't seem to be the type. He's not an Ingram type of person, so he's not going to do anything about it. He's going to just leave it alone because that's his personality.
Mm-hmm.
He's not one to step up and say, now, listen, this is what you need to do. I don't think one-on-one he could handle Glennis Hannah Martin to begin with. That's why he did what he did in the leadership run-up to avoid her from getting out front because he know he use can't my, handle her.
Use my girl, so, and we can do this for 2 seconds. Use my girl, we can do this for 2 seconds. Like, let's watch this. Go with me for 2 seconds. Then tell me if it makes sense. If I make it sense, shut me down. Now watch me. In a run-up to leadership, he didn't need to speak for himself. He had been running and running up to leadership far longer than that immediate time, that specific time. His commitment to the PLP, the people like to people like Leslie Miller, who was here the other day, and others in the cabinet, and always feeding them financially and taking care of their needs, they would now become the proponents for him as he moved towards leadership. That's the people who supported him. Now watch me. He is now in the seat of leadership. Glennis don't have the power and the strength that he has. In fact, she serves at his pleasure. Watch me. He doesn't need to be able to sit back in his leadership capacity. The country requires him. It demands of him to be able to act on these things. And he's been doing that reactively. But nonetheless, he's been doing that. In this instant, he has to find the wherewithal, the gonads, to be able to deal with this issue, or else it's going to become a problem. Watch me. This reminds me of the issue with Vashti. You guys get dead preachy quickly. You remember Vashti in the Bible?
Yes.
When Vashti was in a position and she had a little small convention telling all the women, y'all need to do this and y'all need to do that. And the other princess was in there having drinks and they say, man, your wife is the most beautiful thing. Bring her out. And Vashti says, I'm not going out there. Tell him I'm not coming. It's in the Bible. Go read the thing. And she had to get banished as much as he loved her. And Mordecai had to say at that point, Esther, you was born for such a time as this. Let's just be very clear about these things. Leadership has a responsibility to respond to this defiance. This is clear and blatant defiance. And if he doesn't do anything about this, then what says to me that he's going to have the conviction to stand up for us? He already didn't stand up for us when it comes to RCI Project. He said that he would. Toby Smith represents the Bahamian people and the entrepreneurial indentation that the PLP has said that we're going to take care of, and they're going against Toby. When is leadership going to stand for us?
Toby wasn't small enough. They only, like they say, they are for the what they call it? Black belts or the inner city or whatever. I guess Toby was a bit above their level.
So they're effing them right then. They're effing them right. The PLP has taken a page out of the book and gone right into the inner city and gone right into the over the hill projects and gone right into the same concepts and not has been able to, and not tap into the innovation and creativity in the PLP. Is that because that's what I hear and you say?
Yeah.
My
because
God.
If you look at it, I agree with what Hannah Martin said. She is completely right. How about doing stuff to make Bay Street or make New Providence more attractive, more areas for the persons to go, more things for them to do? How about doing that and allow Toby to utilize that where he, as a Bahamian, can hire other Bahamians that would make their money out there? And even if they give him the contract, say, okay, you get the parcel of land to build. However, you have to allow another Bahamian to have the restaurants in there. You have to allow another Bahamian to do the water sports. Do that. You know, show us that you are for us. So far, he's not showing that he is for us. He's just leaving us, using Toby behind.
Mm-mm.
That is wrong. Mm-mm. You understand? You need to show. That's why I do not believe that he is going to do anything about Hannah Martin. I don't feel like he can handle her. This is why he did what he did during the run-up. I remember exactly what Hannah Martin and Alfred Sayre said, that the delegates list was hidden from them. They was able to get hands on it. But see, days before the election time, which did not give them enough time to wine and dine the people, so on and so forth, that's what he does. He didn't win that fair and square again, so I don't think he would have.
Wow. It's a lot, but you said it's a whole heavy mouthful. I appreciate you telling phone call. Thank you so much, my dear. You have a beautiful Friday. That's a mouthful that you said just now. But I don't see that. Listen, I won't be decent when I structure this now. I try to put it, organize it in my head. And I want to deliver it to you. The nature of politics in this country, the rhythm that exists in this particular space, the familiarity in these particular instances has led us to believe that this is what we can expect in politics. This is not relegated or isolated to the PLP. This exists in other organizations also, mainly, more specifically, the Free National Movement. Let's be very clear. Councils, whether it be the Free National Movement's council or the Starwood Council or the council in the PLP, they decide who is going to be the next leader. That decision many times comes from influential men and women that sit in small pockets. So they would have already said, well, you know, we can go with Brave this time. Now this has to be infiltrated throughout the body. That information was already disseminated after Perry Christie stepped down and stepped out. And when that information ran through the body, he was already identified. So you can't put him in his particular capacity as an individual, Philip Brave Davis, in this particular capacity, said he caused these things. No, there is a mechanism designed behind this thing. And men and zealous men and women within these political organizations will do whatever it takes to be able to put that thing forward. So I can't put the whole thing on one man. I wouldn't do that. I know about politics. I was involved in these things. I know the darkness involved in these particular things. When the mechanism, when the body wants you, when the machine called for you, they will do whatever it takes to get you in that spot. And Philip Brave Davis, over the years, you could hear it from the testimonies of men and women that sit in the cabinet, men and women that was members of parliament, and other persons who testify relentlessly that he is the man to go to. He's the go-to man. He has oiled that machine for years. The machine owes him that sort of allegiance. They owe him that. Let's take another telephone call. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, my brother.
Great. Listen, Howard, we applaud Ms. Glenna Hannah-Martin, the widow, okay? And we applaud her 100%, okay?
I don't trust you on baby people, you know. You all applaud people from afar, but as soon as somebody broke down, they said, man, look, I need money for gas. Well, Glenna, you should keep your job.
No, that's Adriana's daughter. She ain't going nowhere. Okay?
All right, let me hear
it. Applaud the stand she takes. That's a bar to you and the deal favors RCI, okay? When you look at the pollution, the place don't have the proper sewage, that's going to be a lot of damage to soil. You know what I mean? So I applaud her for the stand she takes. There are times you have to go against what the leader thinks or what the deputy leader thinks, you know? We applaud her for being a strong woman.
Backbenchers could do that. Backbenchers could do that, but cabinet ministers can do that. Thank you for your call, my brother. Backbenchers could do that. You find Michael Pine, let him do that. Huh? Let Rhys Chipman them do that in the back there. But when we pull you close, the proverbial whip is always on in the cabinet. Glennis know that. She knows this. You don't come out here and say, I don't care what y'all row about in there. I hear stories about how these allegations and stories from the older folks that men and women or men in cabinet will come almost to blows because of their disagreement. And they come out, dust their clothes off, walk outside, and you will think nothing ever happened. Don't matter what they do in cabinet. That is their sanctuary to make the decisions to move the country forward. But when you come out here and spill in the beans, you'll be saying, oh my God. This is trouble in paradise. What's going on? Let's read the text. It says, Howard, I agree with the caller. I have always maintained that reporters are afraid to ask the tough, hard questions when it comes to members of parliament. I don't agree with that. It says, as far as Martin is concerned, she is an untouchable. Really? Really? Do not underestimate this woman. I know you are in full support of the PM, being born for such a time as this was about Esther taking a stand. Do not twist the scriptures. I'm not twisting the scriptures at all. I just labeled Vashti and Glennis Hannah-Martin. Vashti was the one who was exiled. Esther was only the... She came after the story. Vashti was the one who was exiled for taking on a very strong position of empowerment. I don't twist the scriptures. I know what I say. I'm simply saying to you that leadership has a responsibility to respond. The princes slash parliamentarians that sat around the leadership, they was all sitting down having drinks, you know. They was doing this for maybe 2 days, sitting down having drinks. And after they get wet, they said, man, call your wife, man. Let's look upon her beauty. She's so beautiful. He sent for the wife. The wife said, I'm not going. Come on, talk to me. It's in the Bible. And that level of defiance against the king, the princess says, this is going to lead to an issue in my house. Because when my wife sees this, then she would try to do the exact, that's the principle in these particular instances. This is going to lead to a rollout of other issues. You don't think there's a gripe? We've already started to see the murmurs, and then it subsided with the Minister of Works in his particular capacity being able to take on a position. Talk to me. Talk to me. Are we talking? Are we joking? As a result of that, don't you think that this could lead to other issues? We know the Minister of Social Services has always been so articulate, but we see him pull back on some things. Talk to me. Can this sort of spark the flame? Let's talk about these things. Let's take the next telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, Howard.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I agree with Glennis Hannah Martin. I support her as a Bahamian. I'm not supporting her as a political, you know, person. But I think that more politicians should have loyalty to the Bahamian citizenry over and above their party. So I think that Glennis Hannah Martin saw that that would not be good for our economy, that investment at this time. And I applaud her for saying that. We need more politicians to act on behalf of the Bahamian people. Yes, they have a loyalty to their party. But when the situation is so detrimental that it, you know, it does not benefit the Bahamian people, I think that they should talk up. So I applaud her. And she's a seasoned, I mean, very well-seasoned politician. So I don't think she misspoke. I think she stuck to her conviction regarding this investment, and I applaud her for that as a Bahamian, right? And I think more politicians, those in government now and those aspiring to be, should take note, because the Bahamian people are taking note, okay? Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your telephone call. I do appreciate your contribution. Listen, I don't know. I like people being able to see. I think you're looking at Glennis Hannah Martin as an individual in her specific capacity, but she's not. She's not. Glennis Hannah Martin is a part of a link, a part of a chain. She's a part of something greater. She's a part of a machine. She's not. This is the proverbial, if your left hand offends you type thing. She's not. She's a part of a body. And the body has made a determination to move in a particular direction, very clearly. And as a result of that, you have to make a determination whether or not you let this ailment, because that's what this is, plague you, or you can cut off your left hand if it offends you. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Howard, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Right here, my brother. Listen, to all the callers who called in previous to me concerning the reputation, I could put it like that, for Glennis Hannah Martin. Listen, she is one of the very few politicians I personally truly respect as in relation to how she perceives how the Bahamian people should be treated, how we should be regarded in this country. She's one of the very few consummate politicians that I can respect from here until I close my eyes. Because yeah? I can tell you, for quite some time, and she could personally tell you, I've always congratulated her when I see her mindset and views are for the Bahamian people. We have a few politicians who are career politicians who have been in this thing for 30, 40 years. And for her to come out and give her personal view on even this project, what is pronounced to proceed forward, especially over a Bahamian who has been rejected, that irks the spirit of just that should irk the spirit of just about every Bahamian in this country. It goes to show you the mentality of how Bahamian people are really perceived. Mm. We have to fix this problem. And to her, I can tell you, I tip my hat off to her. All right? We talk about we don't favor our females in our politics and everything, but I can tell you, she is a shining example of someone who you can trust, someone who is for the Bahamian people, someone who is for fair play and justice across the board for us. She is one of them that I truly can tip my hat off and say thank you to. Thanks, Howard, for taking my time.
Thank you, my Jeff. I do appreciate your telephone call. Another text that says, Glennis will be the only PLP to win her seat. So far, I don't see no one else. She should have been deputy prime minister anyway. Sucking my teeth. This is a text that came through, right? It says, good day, Howard. Still thinking about Ann and A and 8 Mile Rock. What are you doing? This is a lot, right? So let's read a couple more texts. You want to just bust the thing through, right? Her father is the architect of Bahamianization. Ooh, I like this one. This is a good one, right? And you tell me, say, stop being, don't being born for such a time as this is not a reference to Vashti. I know. I'm saying to you, we make Glennis the Vashti, which has to be expelled, but there has to be another coming forward that was born for such a time as this. Do I have 30 seconds for this? Caller, you got like 15 seconds. Right? No? Hi, Wally. Hi, Wally. It's a whole different producer in the house today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been the show today. Thank you so very kindly for that. Thank you for being here. This is, oh my God, I see why we can't get change. Your behaviors is get swing easy. Glennis' stance is damage control. Unless Brave fire her, it's damage control. This is Texas coming through. Guys, I had a beautiful time with you guys. Make sure you go down there and check out Tiki Hut. And make sure you go down there and check out Devanius. All those persons that commit to us and make some things happening, we have the responsibility to be able to put them out there. Platinum Pastries and all those persons that continue to be able to do business with us. I thank you. Next week, you got some beautiful things laid out for you. Let's see if we can get Glennis in the studio. Let's see that.
July, August, September.
Bendy, what on earth are you doing now with all those red X's on the calendar?
I verified in person for my NIB pension today, so I'm crossing out all the months until I have to verify again.
Oh, yeah. By law, we are required to verify twice a year, in our birth months and then again 6 months later. It's important so we can continue to receive our benefit payments.
Yes, the friendly lady at NIB reminded me that the verification forms are available online at select retail locations and that you don't even have to verify in person. Once a sanctioned authority certifies your form, it can be emailed to verification@nib-bahamas.com or placed in the Dropbox at any NIB location.
NIB is making everything so convenient. The verification process is simple, and it's all outlined on NIB's website and social media pages. At NIB, they're making it easier for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio 96.